that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless your name. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless your name. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless your name. 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 Yes, every day I will bless your name. No matter what, Lord, I will bless your name. When the enemy comes against me, I will bless your name. 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 I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. Thank you, Lord. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. He has done great and mighty things. He has done great and mighty things. He has done great and mighty things. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, Lord, for the great and mighty things that you are doing in our lives. Hallelujah, and we give you the praise. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you are the center of it all. Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. No, no. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you are the center of it all. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Jesus, be the center of our church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, from our hearts to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From our hearts to the heavens, Jesus, be the center. Jesus, be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Jesus, be the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, we call your name and it's Jesus. Host, take it away.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Honorable Cynthia Cox, take it away.
Thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for asking us in this morning. Let me just start by, good morning, everyone. I'm just excited this morning. I'm giving God all the praise this morning. Jesus is the center of our life this morning. Hallelujah. First, I want to thank Minister Ruth for greeting us this morning with joy. This morning, we want to thank you and Minister Tiffany again for praise and worship. You are certainly awesome. God bless you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I'm from the Bronx, New York, and I'm excited this morning. I guess you're hearing my voice. I am excited. It's a beautiful day here in the Bronx, New York. The sun is shining. Hallelujah. Let me just share a little about this powerful call that I'm just excited to be on this journey here with the Master's Call this morning. In 2010, I have two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. As far as I was on this journey, I'm excited. I thank God. And we said on the scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, but to you I cry to the Lord in the morning. My prayer comes before you. As a mission statement, we have a mission statement to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin this beautiful day. God is good. And a website that you can visit 24/7. Anytime something gets heavy on your mind, you can go to this website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and all the messages have been archived on that site, as well as our powerful bios of our powerful speakers, and feel free to share it with each and every one you come in contact with. The theme for this year, 2022, is God is requiring immediate obedience. Let me say that again. God is requiring immediate obedience in all the instruction us to do. But with the immediate obedience, we will be continuously experiencing restoration, divine protection, and create a miracle and strategic breakthroughs. Hallelujah. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter as Minister Ruth, as the host as yours truly, or a songer as Minister Tiffany, and a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please manage all your information, info@themastercall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will contact you. On Friday, we on the second half of the call, we take a prayer request and the second half of the call live. So you can wait to Friday or you can submit it. So we will definitely be praying for you. Phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. We're great products to help the world become healthy and also wealthy. This is the morning motivation call here Monday after this call, Monday through Friday. A team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of these wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And we also have a bypass, so you would not be charged. You need to call this first, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Inspirational Monday, and we will be having our prayer general. Will be first, let me just start. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will host. I drank some Levine this morning. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be the host, and Minister Brenda will be our speaker this morning. So please join us. And also, everyone, please continue to be, check your back office, take care of your Cancun trip, and we're going to move forward. Also, next week, we will be in, this weekend coming, in Houston. So everybody judge yourself accordingly. Well, let me just stop right now. I guess I'm excited this morning about the speaker that's about to come to you this morning. She's no stranger to this call. She's an I am lady. I am and count it all joy. Hallelujah. Now, you know who I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about. So I'm excited. And you know what? I just said I don't even have to introduce her, but I'm going to give a few things, just a few things. And we're going to move forward right now. Our speaker today is no stranger to this call. Her name is Prophet Kai Brown. She was born in New York City, currently reside in the great state of San Antonio, Texas. She's called into the ministry on 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master of Art in Pastoral Counseling as a Master of Divinity and Pastoral Ministry. She stands on the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for her. We also have a son. His name is Christopher. She loves him to life. We so appreciate her and all that she does. And I'm not going to hold her back and let her get in. And she got something to share with you this morning. And matter of fact, before I do that, I'm going to pray before we bring her on this morning. Let me just pray. Almighty God, we come to give you thanks. God is so good. He's a beautiful day today. It's a beautiful day you gave us. We welcome you this morning with a smile on our face and love in your heart. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you this morning for our speakers about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary that we bless, as she said, our socks off. Hallelujah this morning. We thank you this morning. We are grateful. We thank you for everything you have done. May your day be filled with kindness and gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. The floor is yours, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, we want to just honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. Their yes is why we could be here each and every day. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit. We just are, you know, in the midst of a series, and, of course, we are in the Count It All Joy series, understanding the assignment. And we are moving on to the next assignment, because we know we have been in the midst. The assignment is worship. But we are moving on to the next assignment. And the assignment is to serve God and man. The assignment is to serve God and man. So we are just going to continue with this series. And as God was preparing me for the Count It All Joy series, And by preparation, I mean, he was giving me the list of topics and the area of study and the scriptures that we would be going through during this series. He had to move me out of the way. He was laying the foundation of the order, or at least the partial order, because, of course, he has not given me the full order that the whole series will be going on. But he did give me the partial order that we would be going through. He really did have to move me out of the way, because I had an order in my mind as to how things would be going. You know, I had an order as to where we would go next or what we would talk about next. And, you know, he started things off with relationship. And, of course, that made perfect sense, because first, you know, for us to do relationship, because the relationship with him is the foundation of everything. And if we do not have a relationship with God, then the rest of it is a moot point. So, you know, us starting with
Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is relationship with God made perfect sense. And then he brought me back in line with worship. So that, again, honed me in and focused me because worship is our true, you know, made perfect sense to be next. And my true focus of worship is prayer. And it is an essential point for every person, every believer in God to spend time in worship and to spend time in prayer, in that prayer closet. But for a prophet, that is even more true because our focus should be prayer. So, you know, worship made perfect sense. So I spent time, you know, worshiping God and my reasonable service, my Romans 12, 1 and 2 is worship, which is my reasonable service. So as God was outlining, you know, what was next, service made sense. So I was like, okay, we're going to go serve it. We're going to go serving God or serve God. But he was like, no, serve God and man. And so I was like, wait, hold up, Lord. You know, I had a plan. But then he was like, you know, man makes the plan, but God orders the steps. We have to remain flexible, and we have to understand that even though man may make the plan, we have to be obedient and allow God to order our steps. See, it's okay for man to make the plan as long as we are obedient to allow God to order our steps. So we have to be willing to allow God to be in control. We have to be willing and obedient to allow God's plan and to allow God to order our steps. Because he always tells us in Isaiah 55 and 8 that his thoughts are not our thoughts and our ways are not his way. So even though we may have a plan in place and we may think something, we have to realize that that may not be his plan and those are not his thoughts. And we have to be willing and obedient to allow it to be his way and to allow his way to have its perfect work and to allow his plan to be the final say. Because, of course, when we count it all joy and we understand the assignment and the assignment has to be God's way, the assignment has to be God's plan, the assignment has to be according to God's will and not ours. See, because if we are truly doing God's bidding, then it has to be according to his plan. So as I began to move in studying for this particular lesson and this particular plan, going according to what God had purposed and ordained for this part of the series, I just began to say, okay, Lord, have your way. What do you desire for this lesson? Because when we count it all joy, understanding the assignment is to serve God and man. We want to make sure we are serving God and man according to God's plan and not our own. So, Lord, show me how you desire for us to serve you. Show me what that means to you, Daddy God, because we don't want to be in your way. We don't want to get in your way as we are walking this out. So again, I began to read and study and ask God, what does that look like? Because again, we don't want to get in his way. We want to make sure that as we are doing this thing, that we are doing it according to his will, right? So, you know, as y'all know me, we like to start from a specific starting point. We like to start with a definition and an assignment, you know, from so that we're starting from a common place. So as I began to study, I said, okay, let me go to the KJV dictionary, which is a good place to start from. What does it mean to serve? So the KJV dictionary and the Merriam-Webster dictionary was where I started. So count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is to serve God and man. So when I looked up the word serve in the KJV dictionary, it came from the Latin servo, which means to work for or to bestow the labor of your body and mind in the employment of another. The Merriam-Webster dictionary defines serve as to be a servant or to be used of something. I don't know about you, but I want to be of use for God. I want to be used by God. And so as I was looking at those two definitions, I said, okay, Lord. And then he stopped me. He was like, no. See, you did it again, daughter. You said, I gave you the assignment to serve God and man, and you keep cutting it short. You keep saying, I want to be used by God. I want to serve God. And you keep leaving the man part off. And I had to pull back yet again because I had done it again. Because and it's not just me, because I know if I'm doing it, we probably are all doing it, or maybe not. Maybe it's just me. Let me stop. Because I often focus on serving God, but not necessarily putting that same focus on serving my brothers and sisters. So that was the second time I did it. And God said, no, the assignment is to serve God and man. He said, I want to be clear with you, daughter, serve God and man. See, because we are supposed to serve each other. He was like, and I'm going to point that out to you in scripture so you don't miss it, baby girl. And I said, okay, Lord, let's walk through some scriptures so I don't miss it. Because clearly I am missing it a couple of times. And he said, so let's walk through some scripture so you get it, daughter. So he said, 1 Peter 4 and 10, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied graces. See, we've been called to serve one another with our gifts. Acts 20 and 35, in all things I have showed you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak. We must serve the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive, to serve than to receive. See, he was giving more of himself than he was receiving for himself. And to give is to serve. He was being the example. Galatians 5 and 13. For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use this freedom as an opportunity for your flesh, but through love serve one another. Matthew 20 and 28, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many, the ultimate act of service. So we are to serve man. See, it's easy to be about the act of serving God, to count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is to serve God and man. See, it's easy to get that first piece under our belt and to serve God. But see, the assignment is to serve God and man. See, but constantly God is telling us to serve each other. I don't know if we look at Luke 6 and 38 as a means of service. Given, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. See, people look at that one way, but that can be looked at in another way. Giving of your time, giving of your treasures to one another, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Will it be given back to you? See, we've got to start serving one another. Jesus gave us the ultimate example when he washed the feet of his disciples in John 13. That was the ultimate act of service. He, the teacher, he, the master, took his time to wash the feet of his disciples, those he was leading, those he was training. Commit the ultimate act of service and wash their feet before he went to the cross. And that's John 13, 12 through 14. And after he had done so, if then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. The humility he showed in doing that, in submitting himself to that, is the same humility that we should show each other. See, the serve God part, we don't have an issue with. That type of humility is easy because there is such a reverence for God that we don't have a problem with that type of submission. But will we submit one to another? Will we count it all joy, understanding the assignment? The assignment is to serve God and man. Do we have that type of humility to walk in that type of service? To submit one to another, to be humble enough to serve each other, to love each other enough to serve. See, we've got the vertical part of the cross down. But that horizontal part of the cross is what we struggle with. That's serving one another with gladness and with joy. But as I continue to read Matthew 20 and 28, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many, It just really, you know, one of the things that I focused on as we were talking about worship was how Jesus did the unreasonable for us to do the reasonable in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Which is our reasonable service. Those two scriptures talk about our service. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. See, Jesus was being the example of what we are to do. We are to serve. And he gave his life as a ransom. So he came and demonstrated what we are to do by not coming to be served, but to serve. And then he did the unreasonable by giving his life as a ransom for us, only to ask us to do the Romans 12, 1 and 2. That's all he asked for us. That's all he asked. For giving his life as a ransom, he asked us, he beseeched us, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. After he did the unreasonable, he came and he came as the example, and then he gave himself to the cross. So he came and showed us what to do, and then gave himself to the cross, so that our reasonable service was to follow his example and be holy, so that we can see what that service looked like, not only to God, but to each other. I'm going to leave it there, and the next time I come back before you, we will continue to talk about count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is to serve God and man. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that on-time message. I told you, I said she's going to bring it, and she certainly did this morning of serving man and God. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. Shortly after that, come back. I'm going to call you back to close us out in a benediction after a few announcements. And let us pray this morning. Hallelujah. Almighty God, nothing is better than to praise your name this morning. Hallelujah. God, the word say that every good thing comes from you. Every good thing comes from you. So that's why, Lord, we come to serve God and man today, Lord. We thank you. Lord, we thank you this morning for that on-time message from Prophet Kai. As God says, serving man, we got to start to serve one another. God's plans, he ordered our steps in his world. Lord, God is able to provide and help us to move forward. Lord, we thank you right now that Prophet Kai get a blessing, abundant, a blessing over and over again, that she won't have enough of them to contain it. Lord, we thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for helping us to keep our mind focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and everything that we do. We thank you. We thank you for everyone that joined us here this morning on the Master Call and thought it was not robbery. Lord, we lift up every Diaz de Leon fan for sharing artist life with us. Hallelujah, that brought a lot of us together. We pray for the staff this morning, Lord. We pray for everyone that has sickness in their body, in a hospital, nursing home, and group home. Lord, strengthen them like never before. Hallelujah. We pray for everyone going through bereavement, Lord. Lord, a special prayer, hallelujah, for the families in Buffalo that lost their life on Saturday. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, God, help them this morning. Lord, give them the strength, Lord. You know them. Know them name by name, Lord. Pray for them this morning. We pray for them this morning, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for helping us to remain on in you. Lord, we thank you for peace, hope, and strength. Lord, you give us the strength to go on today. Lord, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just give you this pray for this powerful message this morning. Please go out and share this. Text it to someone. Someone needs to hear that this morning. We have to serve God and man. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-672. pound, 957-677-pound. As I share with everyone, please look at your back office. Share the information with each and everyone you come in contact. This weekend there is going to be coming up. There will be in Houston for the regional, so we also join us. And also take care of your back office and keep your Cancun points up so you can move forward. Let me just give you the number this morning. As I share with you on the morning motivation call, there will be Dr. Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be our host and our prayer general. Brenda Terrell, Minister Brenda Terrell will be the speaker this morning. That number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and that access code is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. Again, we thank you, Minister Ruth, for greeting us this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for praise and worship. And we want to thank you, Prophet Kai, again, for that on-time message. That on-time message we need to hear. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much. Would you please close us out in a benediction? We love you all.
And yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for just hosting us with Jesus' joy. And if we could keep Houston and California and Milwaukee and Buffalo in prayer, because there were a total of 44 killed over the weekend in mass shootings. Just keep them all of those places listed in prayer, because we are in a place and a time where mass shootings are just, and hate is just taking over. So we will just lift all of those places at this time. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for allowing us to come together yet again for such a time as this, to receive a word from you. Lord, we thank you, and we ask that as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Continue to lead and guide us. Continue to keep us in your care, Lord, because we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that if you be for us, nothing can stand against us. So, Lord, we love you, we adore you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. My TMC family, continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.